Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, and thank you for tuning in to Spirit Guidance with Shannon. We invite you to sit back and listen to how spirit guides and angels interact with us here on Earth. Would you like to ask a personal question? Please call 1-877-296-0345. Spirit Guide Interpreter Shannon Walbrin conducts individual sessions by phone. For more information, please go to www.spiritguidance.net.
Good day. This is Shannon. Hi, welcome to the show. I'm so excited to speak to you today. So if you'd like to give us a call, please call 1-877-296-0345. And if you're calling from South Africa, you would just put two zeros before that. 001-877-296-0345. If you'd like to call in, this is what I'd advise. Write down your question. I am a spirit guide interpreter, and I'm here to help you receive direct, detailed messages from your angels and guides. And I would be thrilled to help you with any personal question about yourself. So if you'd like to talk about your health or what is in store for you for 2013 or your relationships with other people, as long as the question is framed from an I perspective, you would ask, how can I improve my relationship with my father? What can I do about my back, my migraines, my foot, anything? But you really don't have to give us any background information at all. You don't have to say that an elephant stepped on your foot last week. You don't have to say that you've had headaches since you were 13. Why? Because your angels and guides have been with you the whole time. They know exactly who you are, and they know exactly what's troubling you. And thank goodness, they also know some practical, real steps that you can take to make your life easier and more comfortable. Today's theme on the show that we're working on today, which is Spirit Guidance with Shannon, is sustenance. It's a perfect theme for our Happy New Year show because sustenance is all about what does it take to keep me going? How can I sustain myself in this world which is full of challenges and full of difficulties? How can I stay strong? How can I flourish? 2013 has been given to us under the sign of the planet Jupiter. 2013 is all about growth and expansion, and we are going to get big. We are going to take things on. We are going to look at the mountain, and we are going to become the mountain. Today's theme about sustenance is how can I sustain myself while I'm going forward into these challenges and making myself bigger and bigger and bigger. It's as if our auras are going to get so large and so colorful that we'll be able to conquer anything. We're going to take our first call. The name is Holly. Hello, Holly. Can you hear me? This is Shannon.
Yes, I can. How are you?
Hi. I am terrific. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. I hope it was a great one for you.
Thank you, my dear. And what question would you like to form today for your guides and angels that I could help you with?
I would like to know if Lars and I are going to get back together, if we're going to be able to reconcile.
Should I get back together with this person who was so important to me? Can I phrase it like that? Someone who's very, very dear to you, should I put energy into recalibrating and reestablishing this relationship? Is that what you're going for?
Well, I already know that I want to. I just want to know if she wants to.
Isn't that the cause of all of our dilemmas, huh? That we really want to know about the other person and whether the other person is willing to give it a shot. But our angels and guides are assigned only to us, and so we have boundaries around what we can ask around other people. So that's why I'm asking you to kind of rephrase the question. So let's see if we can get a question that I can actually answer. The kind of question that I can answer is an I question. So you know what you want. That's what you're saying. I would like to reestablish this relationship. But could I help you with a question of, guides and angels, what do you recommend in terms of my energy devotion to solving this problem? How does that sound to you, Holly?
Sounds good.
Okay. So what they're telling me is that there's a scale of 1 to 10, and they would like you to put energy level 2 into solving this problem. What you're doing right now is putting energy level 8 into solving this problem. Both physically, you're actually attempting to connect with this person in the real world, and then mentally and emotionally, you're giving it a lot of worry, a lot of thought, and you're what they're saying that you're ruminating. Do you know that word, that you're going over and over and over the same conversations in your mind over and over again?
Yes, because I was cruel and hurtful, and I never liked that.
Sure. You know what's happening there is that this is a deep and karmic relationship in which you are getting him back for stuff that he did a long, long time ago. And, okay, that's over. What should I do to reestablish this relationship? They're saying, hands off, back down, get off the horse. Don't take this any further. Don't go and put energy into it. Drop your energy to a level 2 on a scale of 1 to 10, okay? Let the other person have room and space to see whether he's ready to step forward or not. But you, and you always have done this, operate at a much faster level. You're much quicker than almost anybody else around you. So they're asking for you to slow way down and devote yourself instead to your craft, because you have a wonderful craft that it is time for you to develop and establish. Do you know what they're talking about? Something that you actually make and do. Paul, are you there?
I'm here. I don't know.
Holly, what they're saying is it could resolve by itself, but if you keep opening the oven, the cake is going to fall. So quit opening the oven and let the cake rise on its own, okay?
Okay.
Okay, good girl. Okay, happy new year, and make it a happy new year, and put yourself into your craft. Make your hands busy, because you know what they say, busy hands are the way to heaven. So keep on keeping your hands busy.
Okay,
thank you, my Holly. Bye-bye. Thank you, my sweetie. Ciao, ciao. Okay, we've got another caller on the line, and her name is either Andrea or Andrea. Let's see who it is. Hello?
Andrea.
Hi, Andrea. This is Shannon. How are you?
I'm doing good.
I'm happy that you're calling, because your angels and guides have been waiting to talk to you, and they're talking about you and your mothering role, you and your nurturing. Okay, so what's your question for them?
Oh, I was just... general 2012.
Yeah. Do you mean 2013, or do you want to know what happened to you? But it's funny because you said that, because we never make mistakes when we're talking to our angels and guides. So what they want to talk to is about is your role as a mother, your role as a nurturer, your role as someone who takes care of other people. And they said that in 2012, because remember our theme today is how to sustain ourselves, you took care of people way too much, and you didn't take care of yourself at all. So 2012, you burned out. 2013 is your time to reignite the flame, because you have things that you know you can do to relax and play, but you've been giving, and really, you're at the end of your rope. So this 2013 is a time for you to... Where is Andrea? How can I help and sustain Andrea to live in a playful way in the world? Okay, so does that make sense to you? Do you take care of other people?
Yes, I have 3 kids, and I'm with their father.
Who is a 4th child. I hope he's not listening, but okay, it's true. He's somebody also that you have to take care of. So you've got 4 babies under your care, and they are taking up all of your energy, and there's no space and no room for you, for yourself. So what you can do is you can hand them over to other people, and for short times you can let other people take care of them and raise them, because they will be safe, they will be protected, and God is looking after them. And you go outside and you look at the sky and you take a deep breath and you say, who am I again? Oh my gosh, I'm Andrea, and I really need to take care of myself. So will you promise me that 2013 is your year for taking care of you? Because or else you're not going to be able to take care of anybody else.
That's true.
Okay, thank you, my sweetheart. What are you going to do? What is one commitment that you're going to make to take care of yourself when you know that your kids and your partner are safe and are being watched by somebody else? What are you going to do?
I want to take time out for me and
yes.
Do a little sewing.
Oh, wouldn't that be awesome?
Relax. Mm-hmm.
I would love that. That is so great. And what about spending a little bit of time outside? Because they're saying that you're a bit cooped.
Yes, I am.
Okay, so where's the nearest park? Where can you walk to? Where can you get out? Where can you stretch your legs? Because that's what they're showing me.
The nearest park is not that far away from here, actually.
Even walking to there and back, you don't have to go live there. You just have to walk there and back and just say, guys, I'm going to be back in 20 minutes. I'll be right back. I'm just going for a run. You can almost justify it if you say that it's for exercise, but it's not. It's just to get some fresh air, okay?
Okay.
Oh, God bless you. Keep on going.
Thank you very much.
Keep in touch. Give us a call next week and tell us how you're doing.
Okay.
Bye, Andrea. Take care.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
Bye-bye. If you'd like to ask a question, like Andrea and Holly did, you would call in 1-877-296-0345. And this show is broadcast every Tuesday. We start at 6 in the morning Pacific time. It's 8 a.m. in my hometown of Minneapolis. And it's 4 p.m. here in Johannesburg, South Africa, where it is raining cats and dogs, and the rain is dropping onto the beautiful purple jacaranda flowers. And it's high summer here, huh? We're wearing shorts and T-shirts, and it's just hot as anything. I would love to talk to you, and I would really like to help your angels and guides get the messages to you that they need to get to you in order to make 2013 a year of sustenance. Sustenance is a meal. Sustenance is a banquet. Sustenance is all the foods that you can imagine spread out on a table, and the foods that are actually good for you, but the ones that you like. So for me, that would be artichokes and mincemeat pie and grapes and crackers and roast beef and mustard. And what would be on your banquet? Like Andrea was talking about, on her banquet of activities would be sewing. She's got a yen to get back to the needle and thread and to make something. And she really needs to take a break. What do you need for this year? You know, we have a couple of sections to this program, and the first one is called Recommended Reading. The second one is called An Angel Card Drawing. The one after that is A Message from the Plant Kingdom. And then another thing that we're going to do is drawing an archetype card from the Sacred Contracts of Caroline Mace. I'd like to take you in to the recommended reading section of Spirit Guidance with Shannon. But before I do, I'll just say our phone number one more time. It's 1-877-296-0345. Okay, so what are we reading this week? We're reading the perfect book that goes along with our theme of sustenance, and it's called The Happiness Project. The Happiness Project is a book written by a woman called Gretchen Rubin, who's a writer and a researcher who lives in New York City. And Gretchen wrote this book because she had heard all of these theories about what actually can make you happy. You know, you've probably heard some of these too, like singing in the shower can make you happy. Making the bed every morning, now that's going to make you happy. Getting exercise, now that's going to make you happy. Spending time with your kids, sure, that's supposed to make you happy. And these random acts of kindness, those are supposed to do wonders of making you happy. But she decided, because she's really kind of a science brain, you know, and she'd been reading all of these books. She's like a Harvard lawyer kind of person. I think Yale. She wrote this book, and she took on different practices every month to see what would actually make her happy and what would work for her. Okay, we're going to go into this a little bit further, but in the queue we've got Beth, and I'd like to help Beth get her answers from her angels. Hey, Beth, this is Shannon.
Hey, hi. Nice to speak to you.
Hi, Beth. Thanks so much for calling in. What's your question for your guides and angels today?
Yeah, I had a bit of a messy day yesterday in relationship-wise.
I'm hearing a lot of anger. I'm hearing actually rage. Okay, so, could you, without giving us any more story, because your angels and guides know who was there and they know what happened, could you please go straight to a question? What do you need to know?
Have I messed up?
Have I messed up? Okay. So they're interpreting this question. Let me see if you would agree with this rephrasing of, is it all my fault, and have I destroyed what I created, and is there any chance for me to reconstruct it, and should I go back into it? Okay, is that what you'd like to know?
Yeah, kind of.
Just would you want to add
having
something
to, change,
to that?
Just having to change the goalposts, really, as well.
Should I set different goals? Should I reestablish? Should I reevaluate my expectations?
Boundaries, yeah. Boundaries.
Okay. So, have I messed up was your first question? And their answer was, actually, you've gone into the kitchen and rearranged all of the dishes and the plates and the pots and pans. And what you've done is you've created something that looks really chaotic, but it's actually the way that you would like the kitchen to be arranged so that you know where things are. Okay, so let's take this metaphor and find out what they're trying to tell you. What they're saying is, you haven't been clear in this relationship up till now about what really bothers you. And there have been some things that have been pushing your buttons and offending you. And the straw that broke the camel's back happened, and you reacted. And you overreacted because you've been building up and building up and building up. So like a volcano, there was an explosion. And what they're saying is they would like you to use this opportunity not to grovel and apologize, but to say, you know what, I think we need to rearrange things so that they serve me as much as they serve you. So what would that look like? What that would look like is you actually talking about and discussing the things that are, that's okay with me and that's not okay with me. That's okay with me and that's not okay with me. And you might sound a little strict or stern or strong while you're saying these things, but you know what? If you don't, it's just going to get worse and worse, and you're just going to give away all of your power like you have been.
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. Can I ask you another really quick one? It's quite important.
You can ask a follow-up on that one, but you can't ask another topic. Okay, is it a follow-up on the argument, or is it a different topic altogether?
Well, I guess it's different altogether. It was about my diet.
Okay, if it's a different topic altogether, then save it for next week and give us a call back.
All right, okay.
In the meantime, why don't you do some journaling, because that's what they're showing. They're showing that you really like to write things down and get them in black and white, and write two columns. This is okay with me. This is not okay with me. It's not okay when you come late and you don't call. That is not okay with me.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Thank you very much.
Give it a shot, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
So we're talking about sustenance, and we're talking about the book called The Happiness Project, but I have a feeling that this next caller, whose name is Debbie, is going to give us a clue about happiness. Debbie, are you going to give us a clue about happiness?
Well, I certainly hope so. My question is also really easy, and about sustenance. I'm really at the brink of moving forward in my life in a major way, and I just would love the angels to give me some guidance on how to keep going forward, and is there anything standing in my way?
They're actually laughing with you in a very kind way, because they're saying that you have the answers to your own questions right in your own hands. How can I keep going forward? The answer is keep going forward. I mean, and that's not a cliche, and that's not silly. What they're saying is, you are not only on the brink, you are in the swimming pool already. You are doing the laps already. You are, and I'm getting a chill as I'm saying it. You kind of have a feeling that you're on the diving board and that you're ready to get in. They said you have been wet already. You are already in the pool. You've been in the pool now for 3 months, and you are swimming forward. Maybe it's not even a pool. Maybe it's a lake, and you're going towards a beautiful island where you're going to encounter your great house that you're going to build. But something is happening already. So the key to happiness that you're showing us, and that I'm going to demonstrate for everybody else, which is also mentioned in this book that we're reviewing, is self-acknowledgement. So what I would love to hear from you now, Debbie, is to say out loud for us, please, and you don't have to reveal anything serious, but I have stepped through my fear and I acknowledge myself for the progress that I have made so far. Could you say a version of that for us?
Yeah, that's actually
what would you like to say?
I step through the fear and acknowledge myself fully. I love myself.
I hear that, and I acknowledge you, because you didn't always love yourself so strongly, so visibly and so verbally as you do right now. And you are proud of yourself, and you are sharing your accomplishments with others so that they can also get stronger and stronger, just like you.
Yes, yes, it is what I'm doing. And the Happiness Project is a wonderful book, as is Happiness Now by Robert Holden. Mm-hmm. Happiness is a choice. That's the thing I try to remember every day.
Oh, and I'm getting different things out of this book every time I look at it, and I think everyone who reads it will apply different chapters of themselves, you know, different chapters of the book to their own personal situation. But what you're demonstrating for us is that happiness is a choice. And just because you have stepped through your fear and you're getting stronger and stronger, you can share that with other people. Oh, I am so happy for you, and I'm so happy with you. And
I just want
to say, they're saying one word that maybe you've already thought of, but they're emphasizing it for you or putting it in a big highlighter pen. They're saying mentor. You are a mentor. You are a mentor.
Oh, yeah, you just gave me chance. Okay, thank you. Yeah.
Okay, great.
I will think about that more. Yes, thank you, Shannon.
I think, you know, when they say the teacher is ready, the student appears, the student is ready, the teacher appears?
Mm-hmm.
In your case, someone will come up to you this week and say, how do you do what you're doing? Gosh, I wish I could do what you do. And then you'll say, come on board, honey, and we're going to row this little boat together.
Wonderful. I love that.
Go for it. You can.
Okay. Great. Thank you. I appreciate your time.
God bless. Thanks. Yes. Take care. Keep going.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Oh, that is so great that Debbie knew about the Happiness Project and that she really liked it. And so what I'm going to read to you now is called Enjoy Now. You know, she wrote other books before. She wrote biographies. She wrote history. And she was always worried about her deadlines, and she was always worried about, is it going to sound good? And then she got some positive reviews and some negative reviews. And writing is such a labor of love, isn't it? I mean, I've also written a book. My book is called Guided. And when I finished writing it and I sent it in to the publisher, I thought, oh, I should have added that part. And, oh, that part doesn't sound as good as I wanted to. And I got really nervous. And then people would call me, and they would say, you know, somebody handed me your book, and I read it, and I stayed up all night because I just couldn't wait to finish it, and it has meant so much to me. Wow. So I wasn't very happy in the writing, and neither was Gretchen Rubin in the writing, but she was happy when it was done, and then she got nervous, and then she was happy again when she got good reviews, and then she didn't think that it was selling enough, and then she was happy again. So kind of to reflect on what Debbie said and also to share what Gretchen said in her book and from my own experience, enjoy now. Enjoy the writing. Enjoy the publishing. Enjoy the reviews. It means that someone has read it, so that's cool. And enjoy the distribution of your ideas, which were guided in the first place. Sustenance. You know, I was at the grocery store, and I was buying some groceries. And I picked, you know, all the groceries that we needed for the house, and we had two bags full. And I went to the lady, and she told me how much it was. And in South African terms, it was 300 rands. So that's 150 rands a bag. And I looked at her, and I said, are you kidding? That is so much money for these groceries. She pointed at the bags, and then she pointed at heaven, and she said, it's not your money anyway. I just had to laugh. Because, of course, everything is lent to us, isn't it? We've got 7 minutes left in the show. My producer, Michelle, is telling me. If you'd like to call in, there's still time to take a call. The number is 1-877-296-0345. The card that we're drawing today from the Angel deck is Focus on Service. And the reading says, your soul desires only to joyfully serve and to swim in a constant stream of bliss. This stream continuously feeds you everything you need. Put your entire focus upon staying in the stream of giving and receiving in every situation and in all that you do. Oh, doesn't that have so much to do with sustenance? To put myself in the stream of serving is to know that what I do is to do good, and it's always the right time to do the right thing. And then I will be sustained, because I'll be sustained by my happiness, and I'll be sustained by my connections to other people. Okay, so that is our angel card from the Doreen Virtue pack. And now our next section is a message from the plant kingdom. You know what I'm doing is I'm taking the pack of cards, I'm shuffling them in my hands, and I'm asking our guides and angels to really let us know what it is that they want us to do. So it's random, but it's guided. Okay, so I've got green pepper. That's our message from the plant kingdom today about sustenance. What does it say? Over-involvement in detail. Let's try that again. over-involvement in detail, inability to delegate, and excellence. This message is for the overly fastidious, for those whose productivity and effectiveness is undermined by their inability to see the overall picture, who get lost in the mire of mundane affairs, who become compulsive about detail, and whose energy is sapped by their obsessive involvement with every single element. What does this have to do with sustenance, and what does this have to do with our last card, which is focus on service? See, the image of focus on service was the same one that we gave to our earlier caller of swimming, being in the flow, letting things happen, and receiving and giving in a balance, you know, in a liquid balance. And so now we're hearing almost a warning or a caveat on the other side, which is if you get too upset and worried about the details of how things are going to come to you, when things are going to come to you, what exactly should I do? Oh, my goodness, I don't know, and I'm such a perfectionist. You know, that's not being in the flow. That's not letting things happen and absorbing the benefits of being guided and enjoying the now, isn't it? I'm reminded of one time I couldn't pay my bills. I called my brother and he said, consider the lilies. I said, you consider the lilies. And I wish the lilies would come over here and write me a check. And he said, no, it's not like that. Really, consider the lilies. I really took his message and I went outside and I took a deep breath. And as it happened, I got a new job just before the bills were due. And yeah, things do fall into place in unexpected ways and with unexpected blessings. And to live in service, to do the right thing as far as you can perceive it all the time, is to invite sustenance into your life because you are sustaining the life flow just as much as the life flow is sustaining you. So our last section for this show is going to be drawing this archetype card from Caroline Mace. These are beautiful, beautiful illustrated cards. And the one that we are going to look at now is the Alchemist. Alchemist. Light attribute is transformation of base motives and goals into golden wisdom. Oh, now this is really making sense to me because there's an image of a woman. She looks like a scientist and a magician, and she's pouring golden stars from one glass beaker into a glass jar. And she is making something happen. The transformation of base motives and goals into golden wisdom is what an alchemist does. You are an alchemist. Your base motives are around sustenance in terms of survival, sustaining yourself, putting food on the table, having a job, having an income. But there are higher things at work, aren't there? Golden wisdom. What are you being called to do in this world? You're being called to serve. You're being called to let go of the details, to look around you, and to say, how can I help? What can I do right now? Whew, it actually means taking care of yourself. You know Martha Beck in the book that I was talking about last week, which is called Discover the Life You Were Meant to Lead, Finding Your Way in a Wild New World. That's the title, Finding Your Way in a Wild New World. She says there's an infinite loop, like that figure eight on the side, which is play, rest. To sustain yourself and to make things happen, one should play until you need to rest and rest until you need to play. Ha! And that's what makes you sustained so that you can sustain your goals and your activities and you can live guidedly in service. Oh, it has been a wonderful show. I would really like to thank all of the callers who phoned in. Please share with other people the opportunity to connect directly with your angels and guides and to get long, detailed messages. You can look on my website, which is spiritguidance.net. You can send me an email and we can set up a private session. The cost of a private session is 500 rands, which is $60. Until the end of February, and then working on sustenance, it's going to go up to $100. So if you'd like to make an appointment before January ends, then we'll be able to work together for that price. Thank you very much to Michelle Arbeau for producing from Authentic You Media, and this is Shannon Walbrand signing off from Johannesburg, South Africa. You are guided.
You are guided. Thank you for listening to Spirit Guidance with Shannon, broadcast every week on Authentic You Radio. Would you like to schedule a personal session? For more information about Shannon's work, please go to www.spiritguidance.net.